This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.
Welcome to this episode of the KJ&A Podcast Deep Dive. My name is Kevin. I'm the K.
Hi, I'm G.
And today I am deep diving into one of the most amazing villainesses ever. Her name is Victoria Murdoch, the Asbestos Lady.
See, when I hear Murdoch, I'm immediately like, Daredevil
has
evil sister.
You'd think that. But just like the last one I did, she has a brother.
It's not Matt Murdock.
The Asbestos Lady. And for some reason, she hated the Human Torch.
I'm pretty sure One Night Stand and did not end well.
She just... she hated the Human Torch. Uh-huh. And so she was a scientist. And she was like, hey, you know what really... what fire really hates?
Revlon.
Asbestos.
Oh.
Fire cannot be... I know. Revlon, yeah. They might hate Revlon. That's fair.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Lots of people hate Revlon. Maybe it's Maybelline?
I don't know.
But her name is Asbestos Lady, and her whole goal was to destroy the Human Torch.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know why she wasn't, like, Fantastic Four hated them all, just the Human Torch. And so she was like, I will make a suit out of asbestos.
Isn't that toxic?
Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Because this is a story that ends, my friend.
Oh.
And it's hysterical.
Oh.
Because, trust me. Okay, so she makes a suit out of asbestos. Uh-huh. And she's like, Human Torch cannot penetrate this.
Okay.
And so she goes in to fight him. She starts a gang, as you do when you're a villain. You start with your gang, and the gang follows her. She tries to destroy the Human Torch, fails miserably. Ew. Human Torch melts her shoes to the ground, and then she gets goes into the psycho ward because, you know, she's crazy. And then there's a couple times where she escaped. She tried to sneak into the Fantastic Four and tried to... The only other time she attacked specifically the Human Torch was to trap them and drown them in a river with an asbestos-lined net.
Sticking with the asbestos.
With asbestos, yeah. And so she thought that they were dead. Uh-huh. So she, as villains tend to do, they're not officially dead, I'm just going to leave. Because inevitably, they're going to be dead.
Why were we talking about this earlier?
You know, yeah. Because I was saving it.
I was saving it
for the delightful
I'm going to leave you with one inept guard.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with one inept guard, and I'm going to go, and it'll be fine. You'll be dead. And she went on a crime spree, and then inevitably, the Human Torch and Toro trashed her, went to jail. And then, while she was in jail... She died of idiopathic mesothelioma at age 45, which, if you know, is asbestos exposure poisoning.
Wow. Anybody who has ever seen
have you been exposed to mesothelioma?
have you been exposed to asbestos? You have mesothelioma?
But the fact they made...
Here's a cookbook.
I mean, like, they don't even say, like, she went on a fight. Like, she went in the fight, and she went to the psycho ward, and then she was in a coma and died. Right. No. It's just like, at the end, it was just like, I don't even know if it's real. Because I read this on the Wikipedia, where she was like, she died of
mesothelioma.
Could it be bullshit? Maybe. But, like... I feel like it's with a name, apropos.
With a name like Asbestos Lady.
You had to go by mesothelioma.
God damn.
But that's shit. Okay, anyone who's actually had family members that
have
was hurt by mesothelioma. I'm sorry, but come on.
I mean, come on. At least they weren't supervillains, right?
I mean,
literally using one thing that is highly toxic to kill a superhero.
I mean, count your blessings, people. Yeah, at least you weren't Asbestos Lady. But why, when I saw the ending to it, I was like, get the fuck out of here. This is fantastic.
I mean, technically in the movies, Iron Man was literally poisoning himself with the one thing that was keeping him alive.
With the radiation, which is...
Until
he found the triangle version.
Yeah. Tastes like coconut.
Mm. Oh, I love it. No! Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this deep dive on Asbestos Lady. My name is Kevin. You can find us after a hiccup at kjdpodcast@gmail.com.
And on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, YouTube.
Patreon. Buy me a coffee.
YouTube.
Linktree. YouTube.
TikTok.
TikTok.
That thing.
YouTube.
Those things.
All the things except for a couple. Whatever. Just search for KJNA Podcast and you'll find us.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my God, the hiccups. I love you so much. Goodbye.
Good night.
Asbestos Lady.